Nigeria's acting president picks a new cabinet amidst growing tensions. A ministry utilizes short-term teams to spread the gospel. And young warriors offer hope in Christ among Native Americans. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Nigeria's acting president's decision to dissolve the government comes at a tense time following deadly Muslim-Christian violence in Jos. Even as he tries to bring new order, some people can't wait. Open Doors' Carl Muller says,
"Our relief projects are basically to cover three basic areas. One is immediate survival. We need to get some of these people into safe houses. And then finally, since many children have been orphaned, we're providing orphan care and spiritual support and education."
Many surviving Christians are still shell-shocked. The danger comes when grief turns to anger.
"Our biggest prayer request right now is that Christians would be filled with the Spirit of Christ and would be an example of forgiveness and not engage with retribution killing."
As they bring that support, Mueller says it's the gospel speaking.
"We're trying to involve not only the material resources, but also the spiritual and encouraging resources to let these Christians know that they're not forgotten."
Meanwhile, conditions for Christians in the Indian state of Karnataka continue to worsen. Voice of the Martyrs USA reported a brutal attack against Pastor Ravi Chandran 2 weeks ago. This event joins more than 1,000 other anti-Christian incidents since the BJP Hindu Party took office 2 years ago. Recent legislation has restricted Christian literature and witnessing, making it even more challenging for believers to share their faith. Pray that individuals remain bold, even in the face of violence. You're listening to Mission Network News. With World Water Day coming up on March 22nd, World Hope International is doing their part to fight the water crisis by installing a well in the village of Mount Foki in Sierra Leone. After civil war swept the country, the village's only water source was from a bacteria-laden muddy stream, which sometimes dried up during the dry season. In addition to clean wells, World Hope introduces communities to the living water, Jesus Christ. As their quality of life is restored, villagers thank God for restored hope and fresh water. Meanwhile, half of the world's population is illiterate. Oral cultures make up most of those illiterate populations, which makes storytelling key to learning. Ken Edwards of Faith Comes by Hearing says that approach to evangelism is what's behind their Every Church, Every Village program.
"We provide solar-powered audio Bibles with a complete New Testament in a word-for-word reading in a dramatized format, so that they can listen to the Word of God in their own language and understand what God is saying to them."
The units are free. What's the catch?
"We are able to provide these without cost to the churches for their short-term mission trips. And all we ask in return is make sure they get used. Second thing is, since we have donors that have generously supported this project, we need to be accountable to them. And so we are asking the churches to give us some feedback on how they were received."
The short-term mission trip season is right around the corner. To get involved with this program, go to our website. And with the suicide rate 4 times greater than the U.S. national average, Native American youth are searching for something more to life. On Eagle's Wings is a Ron Hutchcraft ministry reaching out to this largely neglected population. Brad Hutchcraft says,
"In 500 years of Native missions, only 5% on the reservations claim to know Christ."
But these numbers represent lack of ministry, not interest. So RHM holds warrior leadership summits every summer to reach youth with hope. And then the youth share what they've learned on reservations across the U.S. and Canada.
"This is unprecedented in Native missions history, because what is working is that it is Native young people reaching Native young people with the gospel of Jesus Christ."
As On Eagle's Wings gears up for another summer, they need your prayers.
"We're praying that some of God's people open their hearts to these people who are part of a triple tragedy. They're the most desperate, most unreached, and really the most invisible."
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter now for an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.